Remember Bernie Madoff? How about all those predatory lending scandals that led to the collapse of the housing market? Yeah, so do we. Whenever stories about financial scams make news, everyone's first reaction is to ask, how could this happen? Why doesn't somebody do something to stop scammers from preying on people? Perhaps it's because we keep cutting the budgets of the government agencies whose job it is to investigate financial fraud. As of June 30th, Florida's Office of Financial Regulation, the agency that traditionally has pursued financial fraudsters, closed 10 offices, lost 81 staff positions, canceled 3 ongoing investigations, and said it won't be pursuing new ones. The state has decided to streamline that agency and redirect it to focus not so much on the fraud that impacts individuals, aka middle-class citizens, but on securities fraud that has a systemic impact on Floridians. In other words, before something warrants action, it has to have cost people a lot of money and have hurt a lot of people. Bill Spann, who was chief of staff for the Office of Financial Regulation until 2011, recently told the Florida Current that the agency was already playing whack-a-mole trying to keep up with the financial criminals out there. Now it'll be worse. It can't not have an impact, he said. People say government is too big and too costly, and that may be true, but there's a phrase that comes to mind whenever I read stories like this one. Sometimes you get what you pay for.